Okay, I'm going back a little bit to Gistero. So, inside a little bit to Stodom over here, and then we got the Tamil Chacham Riyach Kamoy. So, Mar says like this: Amar of Kahani Minam Shkidishim Minat Tzavar Shnemar Veshach Has Ben Habotan. Vasim Sheshach Atayu. Rash brings two pshatim, either to clear out the dam or to makshir it. The Gemara goes down to different Stodom. How do you see the Tzavar? The Gemara says to Hilchasa. Al Gamar Shitim at Tavar. Shitim at Tavar Nami Gamar, the Kurla Mayasa, Lady Shavi Gister. So, I want to focus really on Shitim's Rashi on Lady Shavi Gister. So, Rashi says, Shlayach the Kalam of Frekis Lishnaim, the Hokim Mashma Chateu Hate is Dama Visuloi. Rashi says, let out the dam, but don't do any more than that. Lead out Lishna Heksha Achilasai, the Hanu Simonim Visuloi. Or the Machshir Bachila, which is the Simonim. Vesulai. So Kipshuta and Yuri Rashi, Vesulai sounds like that you're not supposed to do more. That's Taka Mordechai Namzon. And Rashi, he brings down, he says, what's Taka Pshat? What's Pshat in this Isser? Ma'echus Lon, if you go weiter, after you do Simon, you already match the Behema, so who cares what you got afterwards? Then Mashpir Shash, the Dachta, the Ferg, the Sambach, and Mashkate, the Zemasulai, Lanier, the Kim Shaka Simon, and Miyakta Akka, come and Ferg, Ma'echus Lon. Right, if you cut after the Ferg, who cares? It's very fresh. Mordechai, so he's never going to Rashi with Sulai means don't do more, and he's saying, what would be Pshat Esser? And he brings down afterwards, the Rav Yoh Tako is medactive from Rashi, and he asks her, right, it's Maisa, Yishachat Shachat, Chatacham Afrag, someone Shachat Taka, and Katam Afragas, and because it's Rashi, he Taka asks her the Behemoth. So, but then he brings a smach for this Rashi. He says, Tesef de Tanya. Even though he asked on Rashi, what would be Pshat the sister? He said, Miu be Tesef de Tanya, Sheikh of Chodach HaSarayish. Im Neskav Nekah, Shkita Say Psul. If he cut off the whole Raish, so then the Shkita is Psulah. If he's Mechavim for it. Vilav, Shkita Say Ksheira. So it's interesting, he's bringing a smach that there is such a thing as cutting off the rest of the Raish. Is it possible? It's with Africa if you have kavanah for it. So, shall be what would be the gather of this soul, and why would it be totally in kavanah? Then he brings another pshat that Rishonim had on the same Rashi. He says, "Mareini Rabbeinu Meir is mefarish." Rashi meant the sulai that ain't tzarich yisur. Not that there's any isur taka like he was asking in Chayra Ma'ich Lislan. Who cares? They cut more. Rashi was saying, once you cut the simanim, that's the hechsher of the meima, and you don't have to do more. So two tzadim ready in the Rishonim, the Mordechai, what does Rashi mean with Sulai? Is it that there's an Isser to come more, or on that he's attacked being Matamiya, that what would be the Pshanis Isser? And then he's bringing for me to Meir, Rashi never meant that there's an Isser. In Taisus, Taisus has three kashas on Rashi in the Sugya, because the Riemar then says, V'zavachta, Mokim Shizokha Teyu. Also, the Gemar comes also L'Shad V'Gistra. Also, Rishmo, he says, V'shocha, Teyu V'shocha. So Taisus asks, according to Rashi's Gersa, it was Vesu, it wasn't Latameh. So it comes to the Gemara, it's coming out for a few different Makarias, not to do this Gister, why would we need more than one? Then he says also, Bechal had you seen the Pasuk, and Meshacha, not do any more. And the third Kasha, Void Mefarish, Void Mefarish, Shavi Gister, Shaliachtecha, Tzav Mesimon, Mehichi Mash, Meshacha, Void, Amai Sachodai, Shiachtecha, Mefarakas, Achashu, Tzimon. He says, why would I think you should cut the Mefarakas after Shchidas Tzimon? So, from the way he's asking the Kash on Rashi is that why would I think you should cut the Mafrakas? If Rashi was telling us there's an Isra like the Rav Yog learning in Rashi, so what's the Amai Salahadayat? If I care, Gufa Kamash Mua, and there's an Isra, cut the Mafrakas. And I saw the Maram Taka brings, Shumas Adashan already makes his Diag and Taisus, that Taisus Taka was learning more like Rabbeinu Meir, the Ain Tzarich Yaisir. That Taka was like a Havamin that we have to bring from a Pasuk to Avarn. Then maybe besides the Siman, you also have to Shech Mafrekas. Kamash Mashach of Vesulah, you don't have to. And Tais was asking, Amai Saladai Doch, that the Mafrekas should be included in Shchita. Fine. So we have basically Rabbeinu Meir, Tais was, with Rav Yoh learning up in Rashi, Machlekas over here, if it's Esser or not. So Shabbat will be Pshat in the Esser. And also in Tais was, Tais Kasha will be Tzad to include it in Lechat Chita. Fine, Taisus Mekirach then has different challenging Gemara. he says that the Hukhsa taught us Taber, we weren't sure which side to come in, and Kamashla Meshacha, that you come in from the garden. Okay, so for the Iker Pshat, in Rashi, the Raj already brings, Raj already comes to the Pshat, and he says that he brings down Shmuel and Kavid Gimel. Shmuel says, after Yishach Behema, before his Tetzi Nafsho, he shouldn't break Mafrakas, because it's Geizel as Abrias, because Mavli Dam Be'Varm. So the Gemara with the Eklars,
If
you break my frakas, you're mavliya dam varm, because I mean come on. Gemara says could be a gimel, Shmuel. So he says by kachim the pshat would be in Rav Kahana's drasha, the pshat would be that you need the dam to come out by breaking my frakas. The Raj was telling too, so to cutting my frakas. You're not going to get the dam you need for kachin. The dam has to come out for the hakarbas hakarbon. So that's the din kachin. He says, "How about if you're of Yemar?" It's from the guys of Yemar now. We call my house the Shabbat Gistro. I've got the Ruchul and we're selling house and I'm not coming to Shabbat Gistro. Kedusha Liyad Dami Varm. How will he Dami Varm? She appears from coming. Never make a macher. So he says, even by Chulin, there's no din. So much you need the dam. Says the problem of the dam is pierced from kaim of nivla makamachin. So, what's that problem? So Rashi over there, Rav Yigimel, when Shmuel has a suffix, when the Gemara over there has a suffix and Shmuel doesn't mean the only problem of geizel sabrius. The Gemara says, how about it for yourself? The Gemara says, how about it for yourself? Is there a problem in fact that there's mavliya dam beivarm? So Rashi said, what's the problem? The problem is you're going to eat dam because it's not going to come after the melicha. The problem is achilas dam. So that's what Rashi learns over there. So the shaila is, what does the Rashi mean over there? The Rashi means, the yishlach and kavanah to Rashi when he says that the problem is the dam is yaitzim and taima and melicha dam veivar. So he's coming to say that when the Torah said a drasha of a zavachta, it came to tell us that don't do shchit in a certain way because punk like it's like a mikdam milsa that people are going to end up eating, or it's like an isser to do it and it causes people to eat dam, but there's nothing bad and wrong with the shchita, or for some reason shtami tzu from over there that you're making the baser filled with dam, there's going to be a problem with the shchita. Like kibshutim read the gemara, it sounds like we were saying v'shacha adin in shchita. Like a pasulus and shchita, if you do it like that. But the Rav is telling you that Gemara, which Rashi thinks sounds like there's some Isra Dam. So what's the Pshat here? So in the Etzem Rashba, there's a few Ha'aras over here that Rishayim and Achrayim deal with. The Ra'ah already wants to know in Vedic Abayas. He brings the Rashba says this Pshat like Rashi in Taras Abayas, and the Ra'ah over there asks. So Shmuel came to say a shayla on the Gemara of Yud Gimel to say this din not to break my frakas because my bleidam ivarim, saying the Gemara here already said it's isser to do it from a pasuk. So what was Shmuel coming to the Smerish to say a whole isser like Shmuel's mechad or something? We already have a pasuk over here. Life frak there are. Rashi Yosef asked that over the other Gemara comes out in a teku if Shmuel b'chal meant to aster alts l'di day or it was just. Guys, also Bria. Chayav we have a pasuk. What's the Gemara? As I fact the previous one. So it seems like the Rosh Yisrael Nemdon that Zichah the Rash, but did not mean a real pasuk in Shchita because he brings down the Taz. The Taz asks that the Taz brings down the Rash. Well, the Taz says, "Well, Chayav." The machlekes Rishayim and Kafir Gimel, if it was aser when it's mavli adam eivarim, is it aser la'olam or after melicha it can be kosher just before melicha? So he says the Raj Rashi the Kafir Gimel is like a Rani Gerishim the Rif, other Rishayim over there say after melicha it's kosher. So what's the problem over here that you're shachting in a way it's mavli adam? Either way it's mutar li melicha. The Taz says it sounds like Mar Gemara there's a psal shchita kolay nishchat, but the Taz it sounds like it's kolay nishchat. It's a problem in shchita. But according to the Rav Rosh telling too, it's from Mavli Adam Eivarim, Mokhay the Rav Rosh Yitikav Yigimel, that's Mutter after Melicha. Now, when the Rosh Yitzhak brings down the Taz, then the Pirimgam, it seems like he had two mahalchim and had a lot of taz. And the Rashi said he said that he was asking that Pash the Gemara, it's Psal Shechita. So, and according to the Rashba, it's just a problem of Liadam. So, that's Mutter after Malicha. That was the Taz Kasha. On that, he says, why did Taz Dafka ask in the Rashba? Since the Rashba holds after Malicha, it's Kasha. Even if the Rashba holds after Malicha, it's also a problem, but it's major nafkamin if it's Psal Shechita or not. Whether it's an Avela, a time of Avela, or any other thing. So, say if that was the Taz Kasha asked again. Also, he doesn't understand so much the Taz would ask that it's Mashma over here, it's past, it has to be a Psal, Xeris Kasha Psal Shechita. The Rashba learned that the Psal over here was, don't shech in this way because you're going to be giving people to eat down. So, sounds like he was very nachas in the Rashba. The Rashba was just saying, there's the Isser to do Shechita in this way, which is going to be giving the Basar to be eaten with dam, and his last kashi asks doesn't have the taz because maybe the Rashba learned like that. It seems like in the Prima Gadim, in the Shulchan Aruch, sounds like he was like coming off that, and he said a whole nother shot in the taz, and he said that the taz kashi was that if you have a pasuk to tell you that there's a problem of the dam being nivla beivarim, so the pasuk answered it, so then. He said, "Mecha tasted to say it's mutter after malicha." That's how he asks it. That's how he explains the Taz Kasha over there. So, meaning he's getting out of the Kasha that the Taz was asking. Maybe it's a Zeres Kasha. Maybe it wasn't a Zeres Kasha to make it up Psal Shechita. But Ha'miyas, if it's a Zeres Kasha, don't shech in a way that the Dam's going to go in because it's Esser. So, Mecha tasted to matter after malicha. The Torah is saying it's Esser. Maybe it's a Friday Gesser. So, Ha'miyas, you see from the whole Cheshvan of the Prima Gadim that he was learning up in the Rashba that there was just a psal of achilas dam. So psal that don't check in the way. The Rashba was learning in Rashi, don't cut the marfrakas in a way that there's going to be Isra achilas dam. Fine. That's some kasha of the Ra. You have the Rashba himself in Mishmaris Abayis. He says that, as it says, like Kasha Nidi, he says, we have a few sheets in our Gemara. The first and the third is a pasuk by Kachem, and the Bimar was a pasuk by Chulim. He says, Vein Nenachem, and it says, the Ra asks, Yenachem Kena Shmuel Mechlev Tzivi, Shmuel already had a pasuk for it. He says, My Kushya, Dr. Azul. You have a pasuk. Rav Kahana was learning his pasuk. It's a chasaron and kachim. It was a whole different thing. The pshat was that there's iser to cut my frakas because you need dam for the akrav of kachim. So the iser and the shechita, if it's done in a way, they're not going to be able to be mighty the dam by kachim. But who says there's this new iser that shmul? So meaning shmul could be going with Kahana or third sheet of the Gemara. I think it was right the baby shmul. They both are learning from pasuk and kachim. That's the Rashi learning. The Yitzchak Shmuel or Kahana, the Ma'aseh Mikachim. Kachim the Gamar Kro LeShavi. Gesser Shmuel the Dam with Tzarech Liyol the Gesser Ein Adamis. Atzeish Kaliyur. For time to be Shmuel. Fika Chotzak Shmuel Hashmin Ruchulim. So Rashi basically gets out of these kashas, whether the Oz kasha or really it would be Tarat. So the Rashi's kasha also. The Rashi says the Gemara comes out Teiku. Here we have sheets. So there's three different sheets in the Gemara. And that's how the Rashba answers it over here. Okay, but it's still a little shvar over here. What's the Tesafta saying? We have to mechavim for the sister. According to the Rashba, we don't really have a pshat in there. Okay. And then, right, so there's a drisha that says another pshat of the year in Rashi. The drisha in Siman Aleph, he says, he brings down the whole Rav Yod, the learns it's a real Isser. Shulchan Aruch passed him like the Mordechai and the Daik and Taisvis that there's no real Isser. He says, whatever, it's okay to cut the whole of my frekas. Ramah says, "Mending Ashkenazim to be machmir, even cutting gray." So, the person we're going through all these, all the Rishonim, And he says, Das Rav Yah. He has a kash and the tal is a kash. If there's an iser, it's kafna frakas. So what's the Mishnah was mashma cutting from the ayref, where Rashi explained over there, was a problem. He made it a treifa. So it sounds like that's the whole problem. It sounds like calls money cut it, can say there. There's no problem cutting my frakas. The whole problem was made it a treifa before he did a kasher shtika. So he said that was one kasha. Taz asked Sheikhim and Atzadim, sounds like it was okay, it didn't sound like it was a problem. As long as you get the Simana first, it doesn't sound like it was a problem with Frekas. So it didn't sound. So the Drish is coming to answer those kashas. I'll be this Tesefta is telling Kavana. He's saying that the Mishnah and the Gemara of Tzadim, whatever, and the Tzadim was handling without Kavana to cut my Frekas, maybe there's no problem. And Rashi's case is talking about the Kavana. He says, but what's the Takab Shan this? Kavana makes a difference, and what's this whole issue? So he says, the nearly high in the time of this after them, Kivin lach the gamar frakas, and Mayra, Shlaihaisa Kavanasa, the shame mitzvah shchita, I tell you some money. He says, in Mincham from my frakas, it shows your Kavana wasn't for mitzvah shchita, which is Tali and Zimanim. It's Shavu Be'ino, Chatichas and my frakas, and Chatichas and Zimanim. Masiz Ashmina, okay, so the Mishnah is coming to say, even if you didn't have a Kavana, still, is a treifa if you do an ayir. So the shaila is, what does the drisha mean that if you're mechavim from a frakas, it shows you don't have kavana from mitzvah shchita. The Torah himself and some gimel, the preacher himself brings down over there that there's no you don't need kavana for shchita. So you need kavana for shame shchita. So what's this problem that you weren't mechavim? If all of a sudden he has kavana for the frakas also, there's a problem that he wasn't mechavim from mitzvah shchita. Fine. So maybe to the maz with the drisha, just whatever. A few nekudos we see over here in the sugya. Gemara said one of the makaris for shchita and atzavar later on is from Sereisha Sfidr Varach. So it sounds like Sereisha is already hutas. So Rashi says the kim in the nechtichu asimanim karli hutas neishikol chiyusei taliban. Gemara with the good mind. Zakarashi that it's called Utah is because once you cut the Simanim, so the whole Chiyas is telling the Simanim. So once you cut the Simanim, it's already called the Hutas. So Rashi sounds like he's making a dagish that the fact that the Simanim is the Iker Chiyas of the Behema, and really that's why it's called Hutas once you cut the Simanim. And we find also in the Sikhs earlier, Higrim Shlesh. It's totally in Shchita, Bizman, it's Mapek Chiyusa. Gemara Beis says in Yashur Gila that it's totally how much two Siman, the amount of Siman you need is how much Chiyus it has. Seems like the Nekuda of Torah wanted us cutting the Siman was to be mighty the Chiyus in a certain way, which is through the Siman is the way the Chiyus is going to come out of the Heim in the best way. That's the Torah's entire message. So the Taz, the Shtickle comes to me with this, and he says, he doesn't hold halacha l'maisa. He says, to chiddush to this Esther, and Pash like the Shulchan Aruch. But he says that, according to Rashi, what's this Esther? He says that the cutting of my frakas, the problem is high rayon frakas. What's the nekuda of cutting rayon my frakas in the Ramah? Ha'ikar tali b'chot. I feel that's our up here, Rashi. So I thought, like, what's the problem with cutting afterwards? You read it on Shita. I cut like cup and I'll chut. What was the kapit on the chut? A chut shachi is tali boy. Al zeh amar tayra. So he's being magged a little bit. What's his problem? Al zeh amar tayra shle yomis abehema elai de simanev levi davar acher. The Torah is makbid only to cut to be mamis abehema aide de simanev levi davar acher. He says, if it's just stam, don't cut like my frekas, stam like don't continue cutting. Like any name of the clam, don't cut anything. What's the nekuda? So he's saying the nekuda of my frekas was the fact that it's a makam chiyas, it has in the chiyas of the behema, and the nekuda was that the Torah wanted you to do a shchita and mapik the chiyas specifically through the simanim and not to do it together with the my frekas. So in the drisha, it's saying you're not mechayav for mitzvah shchita. Shikul Mashma in the Drisha there, and what's the difference if you have Kavana or not? It shows how you kaveh your Maisa. If you're kaveh that I'm coming to do a mapik chiyusa of the behema with the simanim and mafrakas. So if that's your kavana, so you're doing different than what the Torah wanted. So zak the drisha, that's the psul that Rashi is coming to say. There's a pasuk in shchita when you shtal back. I'm doing a different shchita than the Torah said. Torah said be mapik chiyusa with simanim. No, I'm being mapik chiyusa with simanim and mafrakas, because we're bringing out from the Indian of the simanim was the mapik chiyusa shabai. It's ikar chiyus zak Rashi. And the Taz is being masber that the Nakuda of the Mafrakas was also the fact that it's one of the Makam Luchias gives the Chias Behema. So if you start back a Shechit and a Zalifin, it's a pastus. If you don't have Kavana and you cut the Siman, you did a regular Shechit, Mecham for regular Mitzvah Shechita, and punked afterwards you cut it, so there's no problem. You did Mitzvah Shechita, it's just Mechad Lech Vos Vahme afterwards. You never start back, you're doing an Amdir Shechita. I was thinking, just time for the Marshal to bring this out, like, who cares your kavanah? As we find like such a musik in the Torah, by Valtaisis, a person could put on tefillin and a certain dinim to the mitzvah of how many parishes you have to tefillin or tzitzis, whatever it is. And then over there, if he's mechaven to be meisav onto the mitzvah and he adds on, then it's chal, it's a different tzuris on mitzvah. So over there, but if it just punk like it comes along with it, sometimes you just say hi lechadekai, hi lechadekai. It's not chal. It's maturf to the mitzvah. The kavanah amal kashtel avek, what's the taich to the maisa? So we hear the Rishon was saying, Rabbah is no stam problem. He says, not mechavim for mitzvah shechita. It's not a problem in mitzvah tzichas kavanah. The problem is, they're stelling like under shechita. So, fine. So that would be the Rishon's mahalach in Rashi. Just the diak in Rashi. Shtickle mashma a little bit like there's a pasuk. First of all, in the Rav Yah sound like he like asked the behema. The way that Mordechai brings it down in the Rav Yah, the asked the behema sounds like it's batsim like a pasuk. It's not just the psul and the dam. And then also Rashi says, Rashi says then shtickle taris tastes the first kasha. Rashi says my yolof mahaykra. It's time that each bring from different pasuk, which sounds like Chazit had anocha. If your gerus was suing the Gemara, stam the Chazit and the Gemara, then Elamai, Rav Kahana, Rav Yemar aren't talking anymore. The Gemara came out like this. My Rashi himself says, "Mariel, Ma'akar, Ma'alav, Ma'akar." Sounds like they're still going. The first Sakhavaka speaks out. The Rashi just didn't say l'tameh for more pshatav of the gezach. That there's no two people speaking in the Gemara. There's no l'tameh. Ravadu, they're still speaking. Copy the second. Kasha tastes the Rashi says, "Damn, he doesn't chav." The Shachar tells you, "This is shchita, but you shouldn't do more." And then, fine. Now to say tastes, what's tastes? The tzad to say, "Have a mina mafreka." So we should go answer. I'll be the tzad. The pshat is, "Have a mina that the mitzvah of the chiyus took the tzaver." Besides, for the simanim includes the ganza, all these sages that give the chiyus to the animal, which is the simanim and the mafrekas. Kamashma and the Shachar tells you. It's not, they said, what's the Havan to do like a chilo, so that would be Pshat, I'll be the task. Okay, so all the Mahalchon Rosh Yosef and the Rajva. Okay, they I want to say maybe a Tzad and the Rajva that there's a Taka Pasas in the Shechita. Same thing, maybe a Svara, that the Rajva is saying that when you have a Shechita, that the tzura of the shechita is being done in a way that the basar cannot be eaten. So the whole tach of the shechita has come to be machsher and imater the behema b'achilasa. So if you're doing shechita and a tzura, it's not able to be matir because there's another isra that's chal in the behema. So ken zayin, the Rashi was saying a svara taka that it's felt in the etzem heter of the shechita. What?
Shechita strafe.
Yeah. No. So meaning klapi to be matter by achila. Meaning
about the strafe came.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. No, that's a tour. That's a tour of shechita. To be mighty in mighty
in
the veil.
Is a
chesaron
in the
hetter
shechita.
Why don't I have that tour to be mighty?
No, you do. It's matter in the veil.
Oh,
Ken Zayin and the Rashi. Okay, if I got a soul, this one.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so this is for the Seder Limud for a second Seder Shkoda. And then in the Zman, trying to, so the tour is